Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Michelle Perry. Michelle Perry was born with only one leg, with only one kidney, and she has done more with her three friends, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, than almost anyone I know with two legs and two kidneys, because Jesus said, I'm giving you the nation of Sudan. Now, Michelle, something that I know, you're in constant pain because of the rods in your back. You don't have a big someone bankrolling what you're doing. You're dependent entirely on God. You've got, what did you tell me, 77 children that were orphans in the Sudan. You got a nation filled with orphans. You want to bring, your heart is so big, you want to bring every one of them in. You got a lot to be grateful for. But you've got a lot that we here in America say, I'm glad it's Michelle and not me doing it. What would you tell someone that's been listening to us all week that's feeling sorry for themselves? Maybe things aren't going the way they pictured, the way the movies said that things were supposed to be. And they're feeling sorry for themselves. What would you say to them?
I would say open up your heart and let Jesus love you past the point of your pain. And it's easy to get your eyes focused, you know, on yourself instead of on him. And I know when I find myself looking to me and not to him, it's very easy to feel sorry. It's very easy to, you know, oh my gosh, you know, this is wrong and that's wrong and this isn't going right. And then it's just of utmost importance to be able to fix our eyes on Jesus. I just ask him to show himself to you in a new way, because he's more committed to you being focused on him than you are. And he loves you and he is in no way absent. He has not forgotten you. He's not turned a blind eye or a deaf ear to the things that are hurting or, you know, that are a problem in your life. It's just to the contrary. He's even more present, even more present, even more present than you can even begin to imagine. And so just ask him to show himself to you. He will. He will.
You know, I'm reminded just before you moved to Africa, you were in your apartment and all of a sudden you heard music. Tell me about that.
Well, I was in my apartment. I was packing, actually, getting ready to move to Africa. And as I was working on some things in my office, I began to hear this beautiful, almost ethereal kind of sounding strings. And I'm thinking, how did I leave soaking music on in my CD? You know, I went out and said, no, it's not coming from there. And it's not coming from the other room. And where is it coming from? And so I walked out into the living room area, and it grew stronger and stronger, and it was like I walked into a wall of God's presence. And I don't know, this is supernatural. This isn't coming from my radio. And I just began to pray, and I lay down and on the floor and on my face and just began to pray. And it was like I was surrounded with hundreds and thousands of little children, and it was overwhelming. And they were all calling me mama, 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 mama. And I'm going, oh my gosh, God, what do I do? And into this crowd of children, Jesus walked and he said, beloved, Father wants you. And so all of a sudden I was instantly seated on the Father's lap, and I didn't see his face, but I looked, and I looked straight through his chest into his heart. And his heart was this pulsating, fiery mass of liquid love that was just pulsating like plasma. And before I knew quite what was happening, I was drawn into his heart. And in his heart, it was like there was no beginning or end. There was no tomorrow. There was no yesterday. There was no up. There was no down. There was only now. There was only the present, and in his presence. And Jesus walked up to me in the heart of God, and he took his hand and he thrust some of the substance of Father's heart into mine. And he said, now you carry this heart. You carry this heart into the darkness. You carry my heart. And all of a sudden I was back in this encounter with all of these children, and they were still calling me mama. But I wasn't overwhelmed. And it was like, I had seen his heart, and his heart was inside of me, and it began to burn brighter and brighter until these flames began to leap out and ignite the children, and they turned and they ran into the darkness as a movement, and they were singing the song of the Lamb, and they were dancing to the sound and the song that I had heard in the Father's heart in heaven, and it just undid me. It just undid me.
Describe one of your children to me. One.
Okay. Asa. Asa's 2.5, and she thinks she runs the house. She does at times. She's incredibly prophetic. She and her 3 sisters, 1 younger, 2 older, watched her mother commit suicide in front of her, hung herself in the tukul, the mother did. And when those girls came to us, they were traumatized. The 2 youngest ones were demonized. There was a lot of witchcraft in the family through the family line. And when I first got Asa, I would try to hold her. She would arch her back and she would scream like she was being tormented. And when we have our nightly worship, she would like writhe on the ground. I mean, completely demonized. And I thought, God, what do I do? He said, just love her, bless her, hold her, love her, bless her, hold her, love her. I said, okay. Well, over a course of a week, she got free, and now she's like my shadow there, and she follows me everywhere, and she still has quite an attitude at times, and she's a strong-willed child, but she's a leader, and she's a dreamer, and she's, as I said, she's prophetic. She came up to me a few weeks before I came back for this trip and said, you know, the Lord's been speaking to me a lot about eating of his presence. So she comes up to me in worship, and she's got a little plastic spoon, and she's like spooning something in the air and sticking it in my mouth. I don't know where it was, and I want to know where it had been. But she's spooning something and sticking it in my mouth, and she goes, Mama, Mama, Akalu, Akalu, which means eat in our language. Mama, Akalu, Yeshua, eat Jesus. Out of the mouth of a 2.5-year-old. That once was an orphan and is now a daughter.
Paint me a picture of what you want to see in this village you're building.
Well, we want to see about 50 small family homes that will hold 10 children, like a cabin and a mama. And we want to see children that have been orphaned and truly have no other options. They don't have extended family they can go stay with. They would wind up on the streets. They are the worst case scenarios, if you will. Be brought into a community and to be brought into families, because God says he sets the lonely in families. So we're a family.
Now, many of our listeners feel they want to give some money to your project. So what we're going to do is we're going to make your brochure available with everyone that calls our 800 number. And we also will include one with everyone that orders Firefall. Last week, I interviewed Grace Williams, and I'm so impressed with the anointing that is on this music. It literally makes you in a demon-free zone. It literally is so, the anointing on it is so peaceful. I've just never listened to music that has brought me such peace. We're making that available for a donation of $20. It's called Firefall. I would like you to pray for those that are listening, that they have more of the heart of Jesus, more of the compassion of Jesus.
Daddy, I want to thank you for every single life that is listening right now, Jesus. And I ask you to invade their present now, their place where they're at, with your presence, God, that you would wrap them up in your arms and you would cause them to come so close to you where all they can see is your face and your eyes. God, I just ask that the heart and the love that you have been so gracious to give to me and this journey that you've led me on in this last 10 years, God, that you would cause many, many, many in your bride to rise up and to step into that place, God, and to receive more of your heart. I thank you for opening hearts, God, to receive open heaven. over their lives, Jesus. I thank you for those that are coming. I thank you for those that have your heart. Give them more of who you are, Jesus. Give them more of your fire, more of your presence, more of you, Holy Spirit. Come and show them who you are and let them never be the same. Let them never be the same. God, I pray for your perfect love that drives out all fear, Jesus. And I ask that you would give them eyes to see the one person that you've set in front of them today to love. God, and that you would stretch their hearts to be able to contain more of yours, God. I love you, Jesus, and I just want to bless those that have listened, those that are listening with your presence and with just the realm of the supernatural of your love, God, that you draw them into that place and they'd never, ever, ever be the same.
One last thought.
Fall in love. Fall in love with Jesus and let him love you past the point of all return.
Is there anything this earth offers that's a close second?
No, not a bit.
Okay, Mishpucha, this is the Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. And this is a blessing that Moses was told by God to put his name on the Jewish people, and I put his name on you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai ויישם לך שלום.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.